Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be addressing you this morning to give you a brief status report of the proceedings of the last session, which was the 11th session of the Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness and Public-Private Partnerships, which took place precisely in this room on the 20th to 22nd of March this year. And the substantive segment for this particular session was on the topic of impact investment, and more precisely, to what extent this new innovative tool is able or is capable or has the potential to finance innovation and people-first public-private partnerships for sustainable development. We had a few high-level representatives here from the public sector, private sector, academia. So we had an interesting discussion, and where the discussion was, of course, focusing on the potential of this tool of impact investment to make a significant contribution to achieving the sustainable development goals, and the need for and the challenges to scale it up to make a real impact. We also had a series of case studies, so actual projects in countries presented, including their impact that they are having. And these presentations were done by both representatives from the private sector, but also from governments and from academia. So these projects were within the UNEC region, but also in other countries, in other developing countries, say from Asia or from Africa, because it is important that we learn what is happening out there and then bring it back to the UNEC region. So that was pretty much this agenda item took a good day and a half of the proceedings, and the rest of the time was dedicated to the house, to some of the housekeeping issues, which are, of course, as you know, very, very important. So the committee, as you know, deals with two different pillars. One is innovation, the other one is public-private partnerships, and there are two subsidiary bodies that report to this particular committee. One is the team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness policies, and the other one is the team of specialists, now a working party, on public-private partnerships. So on the innovation and competitiveness policies front, one of the key decisions, recommendations by the committee was to continue to work with governments from Armenia and Kazakhstan in undertaking new national innovation performance reviews. These are key policy tools where the UNECE with a number of experts go to countries and look at the innovation policies in that countries and come up with a series of policy recommendations. There was also a decision to do follow-up capacity building activities in countries where this particular policy advisory tool was already implemented, and these are Armenia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. So this is the main sort of decision on the innovation and competitive policies front. Coming to public-private partnerships, we had from the Secretariat perspective what we believed was a very good discussion on the evaluation of a major capacity building program on public-private partnerships in Belarus. And we had this capacity building project came to an end about a year and a half ago, and now we had an evaluation by an external evaluator, and we had a number of speakers, representing, of course, the government of Belarus, but also some of the other stakeholders like EBRD and also UNDP, talking and explaining to the committee some of the issues and some of the challenges, especially on sustainability, meaning once the project is over, if there are any key challenges to address in the future. And here, the work of the PPP Business Advisory Board, which reports to the team of specialists on public-private partnerships, was highlighted and was also very positively appraised. And also on the basis of this sort of success story, not only for Belarus, but also for the capacity building and policy advisory work by the Business Advisory Board, the committee decided to extend, to recommend to the Executive Committee that the mandate and the terms of reference of the Business Advisory Board be extended by a further 3 years. So the last issue that I wanted to touch upon is which relates specifically also to the work of the steering committee is joint activities. And as you know, and as I imagine you already discussed, the committee together with the steering committee on trade capacity and standards organized, and the government of Belarus organized a conference in Minsk in October of last year, but also in the sphere of UNCFECT, the PPP, the team of specialists and the committee collaborated with our colleagues from UNCFECT on their recommendation on PPPs and trade facilitation. And also we co-organized a workshop at the UN premises in Bangkok on people first public-private partnerships, and this was back-to-back with the UNCFECT forum in Bangkok. So I think, Mr. Chairman, I would leave it at that, and if there are any questions, I will be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very